Dawn comes early on Saturday, and by 7 o'clock, there's a pancake breakfast going on at the fire hall, and then all heck keeps breaking loose all day with activities. Why don't you sum them up?
Yeah, we just like to keep it coming and keep people busy. And the North Shore Horizons this year is sponsoring a fundraiser with the emphasis on fun, F-U-N.
Oh, yeah.
It's a 4K. We used to have a 5K run and walk for Heritage Days in the past, and we lost the gal that sponsored it, and we just didn't have a volunteer that was really wanting to pick it up and run with it. So when they said they would like to do something at Heritage Days, I said, hey, why don't you think about a fun run or something like that? So
yes, yeah, so I spoke to Gene and Tony the other week on the air, and Tony was a little anxious about pulling off this event and yet knew that it would be fun once they got going, and they're going to have it.
Yeah,
it's going to be right along our lake.
I'm hoping they do well. Yeah.
Right along our lakeway. So it'll be a beautiful, probably won't be too hot.
Yes. It will not this year. And no, that's probably a good thing, because then when that ends, it just about leads into the parade for this year.
Indeed.
The parade route will be the same as it was last year, which is the same as it has been in the past, but reversed. I want to encourage people to realize that, you know, they can set their chairs up on First Avenue, set up their chairs on 7th Street. They'll still see the parade. It's just coming at you from the other direction this time.
Yes, they have to crane their neck in a non-traditional way. They'll just be turning the other way. And you did it last year, and everyone did fine.
Everybody did fine. We have lots of compliments on it, actually. For some reason, it seems like the hills go the right direction for the marchers and the parade.
Oh, really?
It's going this way. But
okay. It
also, the biggest thing that it does is saves on the congestion with parking and the confusion with parking downtown. So for
people that might not have participated last year, just for the staging, for folks that are coming to have their floats, et cetera, in the parade, how do they come in and line up?
For new stages, our staging area is actually on whatever you want to call it, Burlington Bay Road, Park Road, First Street, the road that runs along the lake, along the campground. You can enter in off of 7th Avenue at the campground and just come up and look for your stake that will be marked for your spot. There are some units that will be staged on 1st Avenue, but those generally are the police and fire and rescue, so that usually takes up most of the space there.
Okay.
There might be a couple of little divots where there may be a stake or two. If there's a large unit, it may be on 2nd Avenue or whatever. So just look for the wooden stakes, but I encourage you to come early, be parked and ready in your space by 12:30. The parade does start promptly at 1 o'clock, whether you're there or not. We tell people, please don't change spaces with somebody else, because we do have an announcer midway. He is given a dialogue, and if the wrong float is there,
it's not funny for that poor person to have egg on their face because you got mixed up. Yeah. You hear that out there?
You know, if it's your 25th class reunion and he's advertising you as Maher Trucking. You
know? Yes, if people are looking for a sanitation truck and there's you. No, I'm teasing.
Right. It's like, please don't change spaces. And the other thing is, and it's the biggest complaint I get for the parade is, we do put it in our contracts that, you know, please don't throw water balloons, don't use water cannons, don't use water guns. It may not be that hot this year, so we may not have to worry about it this year, but there is construction going on around downtown and stuff like that. And when balloons get tossed, it creates mud and it splashes up on pretty outfits and we get complaints. So,
yes.
And not only that, but water balloons do hurt. I mean, when you get hit with one of those, you know, we've had kids that have been hit and cried and cried and cried, and we've had adults that have been hit and senior citizens that have been hit. So we do not allow that.
Thank you, Cheryl, for that heads up, because I didn't realize that had played a significant role as a controversy before. So thank you for clarifying that. There probably will be candy flying around, though.
Plenty of candy, I'm sure. And please, kids, don't run out in the middle of the road. You'll get plenty.
Yes. Okay, Cheryl. So we've gotten ourselves into the parade. By the way, is there a grand marshal of sorts for your parades?
There is a grand marshal this year. Our grand marshal this year will be Bob Larkin.
Okay.
Bob, most people, I mean, he's been on many city boards. He's been an active member in the community for years and years and years. But most people will probably recognize Bob more by being Uncle Sam on the 4th of July. He and his wife Doris always played Uncle Sam and Lady Liberty.
Oh.
Bob was Uncle Sam, and Bob will be in the parade as our Grand Marshal this year.
But he'll be out of that costume that people have seen him in. He'll be just Bob.
Well, we don't know.
Oh, you don't know.
Maybe he'll surprise us and be Uncle Sam. We don't know.
Okay. It's certainly close enough to 4th of July, and we had
Correct.
A pretty rainy one. So maybe he's going to do an encore. Okay.
Yeah.
Thanks, Cheryl. And so that kind of gets us through much of Saturday. What are the other things to look out for as we head into Sunday and the all good things coming to an end part of the affair?
Well, after the parade on Saturday, we have Jeremy Lepak, that is a ventriloquist plays at the downtown stage, and he's fantastic. I encourage people to go out and listen to him. He and all his characters and buddies have just a great time down there.
Yep.
Sunday, coming into Sunday, you know, we try and slow down a little bit. We have a stage full of entertainment, musical entertainment, and there are two, count them, one, two, pancake breakfast on Sunday morning. One is at the fire hall, like it is on Saturday, and the other will be at the airport, at the Helgeson Municipal Airport.
All right. And I believe I see that there is church service at the park on
Sunday
morning.
There's a church service that's run by Emmanuel Lutheran at 9 o'clock at Thomas Owen Park. And then same thing, 6 p.m., there's a closing service that's run by all the organizations, religious organizations, and that's at the Bandshell at Thomas Owens Park as well.
Getting us through a very full weekend, lots more musical acts and a fair amount of time still for the vendors and the exhibitors on Sunday. And by that time, maybe you'll have caught your breath. And maybe you anticipated I'd ask you this again. I've asked it a few years ago. Don't know if I got a very good answer. Do we really have any idea what annual number of Heritage Day observance we've got going this year?
You know, I don't have it. And I always mean to find out what it is. I'm pretty sure it's like 36 or 37 years.
Okay. Well, Cheryl, we're going to play some kind of Trivial Pursuit or Jeopardy game next year, and you're going to have to, you're going to have to,
it doesn't have to give out a prize to the winner.
And it doesn't even actually have to be correct. As long as it sounds like you know what you're talking about, we'll take it.
Right. I do believe they have that information at City Hall, and every year I keep saying I'm going to ask, and I keep forgetting.
Okay.
But I do believe that somebody there at City Hall has that information.
Well,
we are full for vendors this year. Okay. I'd like to throw that in. I mean, we've been full for a while. We struggled a little bit from the beginning because of tall ships coming in.
Yes.
But we are full. We have about 70 vendor spaces that are full. We have more food vendors this year. New food vendors this year, so we encourage everybody to come out and have a bite to eat and visit everybody out there and buy whatever they need.
And knock on
shop Christmas early.
And knock on wood, we seem to have a remarkable track record for at least having a nice day for the parade. I mean, we've had plenty of precipitation, but we're going to knock on wood and talk about the streak we have going. We won't say how many years it's been, but so far it's so good.
Maybe that's why we don't know how many years this thing has been going on, because we don't want to break that.
Sometimes just naming it starts to crumble it. Yes, so we won't say how many years we've gone without a rain out.
We're just calling for blue skies and you to be there.
Wow, excellent. Cheryl, how long have you been lending your leadership skills to this organizing effort? Because it's something.
Too long.
Too long. You know, like Heritage Days, you don't know the number?
Way.
Come on.
Well, let's put it this way. We moved from Texas to Minnesota in 2007 in the fall.
Okay.
In 2008, I was encouraged to join the committee and help out. And in 2011, I became chairman. So,
and the rest is history.
The rest is history.
And you're a little bit worse
for
wear at times, but you're sounding really great today. So I'm glad that you still sound so positive about what is an all-encompassing probably month or two or three. And I know you're probably doing things every month of the year that have something to do with this.
Yeah, it doesn't end. I mean, you know, there's applications to change or things to update, or we start looking for new vendors. As soon as this one ends, you know, we physically go to other craft shows looking for people and encouraging them to join us next year. And entertainment, sorry, folks, but entertainment usually is booked full for next year by August.
Oh, so time for you to start talking about 2024 if you're an act that wants to appear.
Yes. I mean, wow. I know I get people calling constantly. Can we get in on the stage or whatever? Or a band wants to perform at the band shell or something like that. And it's like, I'm sorry, I'm already full. You know, you got to call me a lot earlier than this.
Well, Cheryl, we have to wrap it up there. It's something we're all always looking forward to, and then it's gone, and we say, what was that? Fortunately,
I know, it's a blur.
That blur is largely your responsibility, and we thank you for that. I know you've got tremendous help with the craft vendor show, though, of course. You have someone in your family.
Yes, my daughter-in-law, my new daughter-in-law for 1 year now, Brianna. And she's been helping. She's been a tremendous help for the craft show. And Bill and Ruth Rabel run the car show, and they help out with the street dance.
So that,
that's it, guys. So if anybody else wants to help, we're always welcoming people.
Yeah, it sounds like a cozy, small group of people that could always use a little help. And
sure.
You heard it here on KTWH. Look Cheryl Sundstrom up and say, hey, what can I do next Heritage Days? Or maybe you can even help out right here this coming weekend, because there probably will be all kinds of errands that need doing on short notice.
Yeah, that's why I need a golf cart every year, because I can't get from one end of town to the other on my two bad knees anymore.
Yes, I'm glad you've got that. And I hope you get to take some of it in. Thanks, Cheryl Sundstrom, for being with us on KTWH. Thanks for all the work you do for Heritage Days. Folks, we hope we'll see you down at the Lutefisthaus on Friday, because it is, as usual, going to be a wild thing. Indescribable. Thanks, Cheryl, for joining
us. Thanks, Leo.
Take care.
Sure.
Bye now.
Thank you. Bye.
That is Cheryl Sundstrom, the organizer of our Two Harbors Heritage Days 2022. You are listening to KTWH.